We might have seen Mike Lindell last night at Mar-a-Lago. No matter what you say about Mike Lindell, one thing I know for certain, that guy is a patriot, spending millions of his own dollars, millions of dollars out of the company that we have supported here, American-made products, and he has used that money to go and fight to fix 2020. Like, one of the only people that I know that's still actually out there fighting to fix 2020, because if we're going to pretend that we operate under the premise that we have free and fair elections or that somehow we can vote harder or vote better, you're wrong. They have found a formula that works. They are cheating. They are fake and rigged, and they will continue to fake them and rig them because we haven't stopped them. They will only stop when they are stopped, and Mike Lindell is looking to stop them. He sponsors this program by bringing you empowering Ask Dr. Jane. That is the featured segment. Dr. Jane joins us now. By the way, if you use promo code STU when you go to MyPillow.com, huge holiday discounts right now. Just noticed Black Friday stuff going on. Already Christmas gifts being posted everywhere at MyPillow.com. Use promo code STU. The discounts are absolutely amazing. If you want to ask Dr. Jane a question, the medical contributor here across the network, and get her response to your question, have your question featured, find her in Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby. The first question comes from Stephanie. Dr. Jane, I've been seeing many school-age children having sudden nosebleeds since this summer, not from contact sports or accidents. What are your thoughts? Is it shedding, adverse reactions from the C-19 shot, et cetera?
It's everything, Stephanie. I'm going to tell you it's everything. Stu, 6 months ago, I was telling parents, don't send your kids back to public school. You've got to pull them out of these schools. There are so many dangers on so many levels. Tons of people in these schools are jabbed up. Many of them got their boosters. They believe in it, especially in the public school system. So a lot of the children, elementary school, middle school children, are shot up and they're boosted up and they are shedding on the children who haven't taken these shots, whose parents haven't marched them in. So yes, Stephanie, it's all of the above. And parents have said to me, Stu, well, you know, Dr. Jane, that's easy, you know, for anybody to say, because, you know, I have to go to work. And well, if sending your kid to school is a convenience for you to work as a babysitting system, then don't come to me when your kids have nosebleeds and your kids get, you know, get sick from being around teachers and other children, fellow students who've been jabbed. We're into the booster season now, Stu.
Yeah.
We're into multivalent. We're into multiple poisons in one shot.
Yeah,
we're into people
know.
Dying within weeks of cancer and heart attacks faster than they did from the regular rollout. So I'm really upset about this.
Stephanie said school-age children. I don't know particularly what age she's talking about. I remember being a young lad, probably 10 years old or so. I went through a phase where I had constant nosebleeds. And I happened to, my nephew right now has constant nosebleeds. Also, I'm in the upper Midwest. This time of the year, it gets cold. The furnaces kick on. It's very dry. I mean, not everything has to be something. But clearly, if you're seeing an uptick in that stuff, it's something that you want to pay attention to. This one kind of goes along with that last question. Jill says, if the shots, i.e. new boosters, are self-shedding, self-transmissible, how can we avoid getting infected with shedding from the vaccinated?
The short answer is you can't. And it's not just the boosters.
Wait, what'd you say? They've you can't?
You can't avoid it. Protect yourself without doing nothing. You can't just protect yourself by, you know, by just sitting there. You have to take certain steps. And it's not just the boosters, by the way. These materials have been transferring from the injected to the rest of us who haven't taken these shots since day one. Pfizer itself, many times I've said this, Stu, but it bears repeating. Pfizer itself has documented information out there in its protocol, which you can find on clinicaltrials.gov, that indicate, that warn investigators that are running the trials for them all over the country, that there is something of danger that is transferred. It was labeled as a serious AE instead of a regular adverse event, which means it's an escalated in pharmaceutical drug development. That means it's life-threatening. It required ER visits. That's a much higher escalation of a reporting of an adverse event. So it's been happening since the beginning. I've said from the beginning, this is a priming mission. They want to get more and more in. Now they can kick back, drop the mandates, Stu, don't have to wear a mask. You know, everything's relaxed because they've gotten enough of this poison seeded into the population. So how do you protect yourself? In a number of ways. ways, keeping yourself healthy because your body can deal with it, minimizing exposure to known, especially the boosted people, because they are getting the multivariant poisons in a more concentrated fashion. And of course, you know, we've talked about the Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. We've talked about the Triad Air products that we both, you know, encourage people to purchase, because it's not a sales gimmick. It is, we're getting hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of reports that people are getting relief. They're protected when they know they're around the jabbed.
Yeah. Just get the stuff. We don't just, you know, advertise for money here like Fox and Tucker and all them. Okay. Tina Leah says, what exactly are people shedding? Is it spike proteins? Is it nanobots, parasites? Is it venom? But which, by the way, has been proven to be in the genetic sequence of SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, whatever that thing is. And venom is in the shots. Proven. I mean, so people that keep saying, whatever happened to your venom theory, Stu? I mean, are you dead? Yeah. Are you living under a rock? Like, I mean, how much evidence, how many peer-reviewed papers? I mean, it's there. It's in the patents. It's everywhere. I mean, there's venom in the shots and in the virus, which, by the way, never was a respiratory virus. Anyway, what are people shedding, Dr. Jane?
The best, first of all, the honest answer, and you know, any frontline doctor that tells you they think they know on any given day, and they're speaking for all of it, is not being direct or honest with you. We don't really know exactly what is shedding. But let me go back to the beginning of the information we do have, which is there are different things in these shots every single day in within lot numbers, depending on your geographic area. And, you know, I interviewed Dr. Tao Braun the other day on the Dr. Jane Ruby show, and he made an interesting analogy. He said, you know, a cake is made of sugar, flour, butter. And so people are coming to you saying, well, Dr. Jane, is it the butter? Is it the sugar? It's all of it. It's all of it on any given day.
It's all in the cake.
Yeah, it's all of it. It just depends on what you got, who you're exposed to, what level of function your own jabbed or unjabbed immune system is, you know, on any given day. So these are very dynamic things. And that's why I say, Stu, it's all of it.
Yeah, so pretty much exclusively we're talking shedding here. Beverly, how are the globalists, whoever they are? I love that. I mean, we're just, they went from being the communists to the global, now they're the globalists. What else have we called them? I mean, I've got
elitists,
a few.
Elitists, you know.
I've got a few cabal, words that I could use on the air.
The privateers, as Dr. Martin calls them.
How are the globalists escaping or avoiding getting sick from shedders or other environmental factors, including that they, assuming that they didn't vax themselves?
This is a mystery. First of all, we're assuming that they don't have to deal with any of it because I don't know. We can speculate that they've been pre-primed with something protective. They know what this is and what this isn't. And so they know how to protect themselves and their family. Those are speculations, Stu. And, you know, I just like to call out, we just don't know. We don't know yet. And like I said, maybe they are low level affected by it. You don't know that they're 100% not affected by it. I don't think there are very many. I don't think it's a large number of people that are kind of in on it and in on the antidote. But it goes back to the antidote. And even, you know, forget the people that invented it and all that stuff. Why isn't anybody working on an antidote? Why aren't we getting bioengineers together with, you know, molecular biologists and getting people together, not to have these BS Zoom sessions, you know, with 40 boxes and, you know, just on and on and on. How about getting into the lab together? How about developing a protocol and putting your brains together and then executing on that protocol to get to the antidote and get something going so that we can reverse it with more than just you know, just prevention supplements and air purifiers.
Executing. I like the word.
I knew you would.
Maybe not in the same context. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. Ask Dr. Jane if you want to submit the questions to that beautiful and smart woman who has just been fearless over here on this network. Seriously, from the very beginning. I mean, it's what a godsend you are. But if you want your questions answered by Dr. Jane, go to Telegram and you can find it at Dr. Jane Ruby, at Dr. Jane Ruby. It's all brought to you by the great patriot that we mentioned, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Buy his products and support American-made products. Absolutely do that. MyStore.com, if you use promo code Stu there as well. Why would you ever go to Amazon? Why would you ever use Bezos when you can find 100% American-made products right over at MyStore.com? Use promo code Stu. He powers this segment called Ask Dr. Jane. Thank you again, Dr. Jane. We really appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday as the Stu Peters Show welcomes you back. And of course, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on the Stu Peters Network. We are only days away from the release of Died Suddenly, the generation-changing, world-changing documentary event of a lifetime. November 21st. November 21st, 5 p.m. Eastern, StuPeters.com.
Why? Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
Said to Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
There's most definitely evil in this world, and evil like we could not possibly imagine.